Well, Jeff, here we are again just before race weekend at another pump promotion here in Iowa this time. And we're just basically right in the heart of the Corn Belt where ethanol is made in a lot of locations around here. We're going to have a lot of corn growers out this weekend. Tell me, first of all, just some of your thoughts as we look forward to the race this weekend.
Well, I've been obviously eyeing this race since we announced it back in, I think, August of last year, for the state fair here in Iowa. I was here with Rusty Wallace, and I got a chance to see the track then, and they didn't even have all the fences up at that point. It was still being constructed, but this is going to be an extremely exciting race, and obviously it's very important for our team, and I know we're going to have a lot of support and a lot of fans, so I'm hoping to meet a lot of people here at the Pump Tour today, and then I know that we'll be very busy on the weekend talking to people and getting the opportunity to educate people more about ethanol.
With the name of the race, even the Iowa Corn Indy 250, it certainly is putting just an additional focus on this fuel that you guys are running on 100% in your cars this year.
Yeah, and it's great to have the support and the kind of partnership with the Iowa corn growers. And this whole year really has been about trying to show people about the performance aspects of ethanol. And from our standpoint, obviously, all the drivers are so excited about it because we've got that broader power band, more torque, and the better mileage we're getting this year. But the other thing that, shouldn't go unnoticed is that we haven't had a single engine failure this year as well. So the transition over to the ethanol has been, basically flawless. And, certainly Honda has done a great job with that. But, it just shows how reliable ethanol is as well as being, a high-performance fuel.
Just am curious a little bit, your perspective as a driver, having this kind of a sponsor, which is really a whole industry of people that goes from the farm all the way to the production plant and distribution companies like the one we're going to be at here today. What's your thoughts on the kind of people you've met in this that are all in this business out here, especially because I know you've been out on the farm already too?
Yeah, it's great, and that's, I love meeting new people and talking to them and learning more from them in all different aspects of the industry, learning more about ethanol. And I've always said that, it's a tremendous position to be in as a driver when your sponsor isn't just a product, it's also a cause and a movement that people can get behind and that affects so many people. I couldn't ask for a better situation, and I obviously want to do the best I can. There's going to be a lot of eyes on us here this weekend because I think, my team's going to be saying, this weekend wouldn't be a bad one to take your first win. You might want to consider that, and certainly we're going to be doing everything we can to win the race.
Well, just turning back to the track again real quick here. Have you had a chance to be out on the track so far?
I haven't had a chance to be to get out on the track here yet, except for in a rental car, and I didn't even have all the fences up yet, so I wasn't able to take advantage of the I have this old saying where a rental car is the fastest car you'll ever have. I didn't get a chance to take advantage of that, but I didn't get a chance yet to drive the Indy car yet, but my teammate Scott Sharp did test here. From that test it seemed that we have a pretty good starting setup, and now we'll have to try to dial it in. It's a lot warmer now than it was when he tested, so that really changes the track quite a bit. I'm looking forward to getting out there tomorrow.
Great. Well, we wish you absolutely the best once again, and we'll be there to watch. That's Jeff Simmons, driver of the number 17 ethanol car. We're here in Iowa getting ready for the Iowa Corn Indy 250. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.